You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
We have with us this morning, studying engineering at Melbourne University, and is a project director for the ASEAN Games 2018, Ian Chua Yi Hian. Hi, Ian. Good morning.
Hello, Claudette. Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm really good. Thank you. How about you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being here with us. And we also have with you, Ian, taking up Master's in International Relations at Monash University and is the co-director for the ASEAN Youth Summit. And he's a Filipino.
Hey, mabuhay.
Joshua Yuzon.
Hi. Thanks, Claudia, for having us.
Thank you, Joshua, for being here with us. You guys woke up early today to join us in the show?
Relatively early, yeah, I suppose.
Are you guys busy for the upcoming events for the ASEAN Youth?
We've been busy about a couple here and there because right now we are pretty much catching up on to finalizing all the stuff that we need to finalize because our events are happening really soon.
Really soon. So it's like a bit of pressure for you guys. Mm-hmm. So just to give our audience a background of the ASEAN Youth Summit or the ASEAN Youth Organization, tell us about the group.
Well, AYO is like, as we prefer to call it, is a non-profit organization mostly comprised of students here, in, particularly in Victoria. We're passionate about empowering students, upskilling them, preparing them, and having this community feeling.
And also to get them ready to become the leaders of change in the ASEAN countries. And also one cool little thing about us is we don't discriminate. Mm. Everyone can join us as part of our happy family and even taking up a committee position.
That's good. Very multicultural group or an organization. So what are the objectives of the organization?
Well, it's more about community, empowering young students to I guess, fulfill their maximum potential, especially here in Victoria. And it's preparing them, supporting them, being there for them mostly.
And also to spearhead the agendas of the purpose of ASEAN in the first place, which is all about peace development and also economic and social progress and stuff.
Right. So anyone can be a member?
Anyone.
Exactly.
Anyone from uni and... Do you have, like, age limits?
No, I don't think so.
Discriminate at all?
We don't.
No,
we
as
don't.
Young as 10 years old, you
it's
can...
It's 2018.
Amen, if you want to.
Good.
It's fine.
Okay, so let's go deeper a bit. Let's talk about the issues that Australian youth face nowadays. Oof. We know that mental health, alcohol and drugs, racial discriminations, I think these are the top issues. Is this what you think is going on with our society nowadays?
I mean, there's an underlying element of those three aspects. I feel that there is also probably a lot of these, probably aside from the discrimination aspect, has a connecting element. I feel Australian youth right now have a element of perhaps a lack of confidence in themselves, a lack of confidence in their ability. I think that that has to do with a lot of things and a lot of uncertainty, especially when it comes to their future, whether they can be employed and financially.
This is especially true for international students as well, because coming from a foreign country right into Australia, certainly there will be bouts of culture shocks they've experienced throughout our time here. And then...
So that's when you guys come in and help them out.
To get through
what they're going through, and of course help them do away from alcohol and drugs.
Of course.
And so your organization has been actively, of course, addressing the issues of the youth. What sorts of things or activities do you guys do?
Well, we do quite a range of activities. Like a week or two ago, we did the ASEAN Food Quest.
I saw the photos.
Where it's more of an amazing...
What was that about? Tell
me. We have participants going around, and we have collaborated with the restaurants. We get participants to sign up, and then basically they just go around tasting out food and enjoying the ASEAN cuisine that we have to offer over in Australia. I mean, it's not much. It's definitely not much compared to what they have at home. But it's still something for them to remind themselves about.
And I think that's probably one of the important parts is that to remind them of home. And if they're not from that particular country, it's just introducing them to the tastes and the culture and the feel. And, you know, we have a lot of other things that we have planned up, especially the AGA and the summit that tackles, issues of the community, like teamwork and you know, confidence and skill building and such.
And also the necessary mindset to embrace all the challenges in life.
And
preparing them in the phase towards adulthood.
Yeah. Okay. And you believe that this is a good way to help them?
Of course. Absolutely. Of course. Mm-hmm. I mean.
And your organization is spearheading as well the upcoming ASEAN
Games Australia.
ASEAN Games 2018. I had Kiran here. Was it Kiran?
It's Diran.
Diran here last year to talk about that one. You guys believe that sports is an effective way to improve our youth and the multicultural relationships of the youth. Mm-hmm. What about sports that connect people to one another?
I think when it comes to that aspect, we have that in the form of team sports. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's take, for example, in the environment of team sports, we have people who share the same goal and they all work together towards that same common goal. Mm-hmm. And over the time, definitely there will be various aspects of differences and also strengths and weaknesses that pops up. And it's down to those particular group of individuals to work and sort out their own differences and play to their strengths and just go out there and win stuff.
Yeah, I think it's quite telling that common struggle is quite a thing that bonds people together. Mm-hmm. Right, it's I mean, I love sports. I love playing basketball, and when we have that, when we get that buzzer beater win or that victory over the
Australia,
it's great. It's addictive.
The unity feel.
Oh yeah, the unity feels, and everything like that. So.
And what specific sports can the youth engage in? Like maybe basketball. What else do you guys do?
We do have basketball, futsal, volleyball, and one thing special about this year is we are implementing. In fact, we're bringing back esports as well.
Oh, what was that, sorry?
Esports. Oh, in other words, it's just video games competition.
Yeah, video games competition.
Tell me about it.
So esports, or better known as video games competition, is a sport in modern terms.
Okay.
In the sense that we do have a structure of knockout stages to go through.
Okay.
Wherein teams, you just face off with each other and then you just play. And at the end of the day, when it comes to the victor, they get to move on to the next round and it just repeats itself until we determine a victor in the whole competition.
Okay. Yeah, so esports is definitely a growing thing in this generation.
It's the first time I've heard about that.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's like booming. It's huge. It's come to a point where there's some video games out there having stadiums packed with people, huge amount of people. And you know, obviously there's some controversy whether video games are sports, but
really sports.
In my honest opinion, I mean, the video games that are very popular right now have a certain level of skill, certain level of practice, and I suppose a certain level of skill and practice that kind of dictates fulfills the definition of what a sport is, and especially when you're going up against people of like skill and like mind and such like that. So we're giving that a go. Hopefully it's successful. So
I still have to think about that. I don't really
I understand.
Maybe because like, you know, what you read in the news nowadays, gaming is more of affecting children mentally, but you know, we're going to the digital
The digital age, and if considering that sports like archery or chess are considered to be sports, and there's a level of hand-eye coordination and mental fortitude that you kind of need to play some of the esports games right now. So, I mean, it's a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people, but the way technology is going and the way how video games are developed, the complexity that they have and the layers that they have now, if some people would just try and look and see the nuances of those games, I'm pretty sure a lot of people would kind of agree that.
Maybe for old people like me, we are not going to agree.
Oh, you're not that old. Come on. Come on now. You're not that old.
The younger generation. It would be more acceptable.
I can understand the hesitation amongst older people because there's not
a level. Throughout the ages, our parents and our grandparents, we have been conditioned to the fact that sports is always associated with something physical, something that's sweaty, something that you get down and dirty with. But for us youngsters, am I young?
Josh is young. Of course you guys are.
We tend to associate esports because that is something that we have been growing up with throughout ages.
And it's just the level of competition that's there. I mean, a lot of these games that people play. I mean, I've seen some of them, and the level of reaction and the level of just noticing small little nuances is just
insane.
You guys are gamers, aren't you?
I don't game as much anymore as I used to. I wish I did.
I used to be a massive gaming nerd.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And in fact, there is this competition that is playing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the grand prize pool, as it stands right now, is over $20 million.
Wow.
That's a lot.
It's huge. It's a huge gaming, it's a huge industry right now, and it's growing. It's coming to, it's starting to show in some ESPN channels as well, like some games like that. Like
it's called Dota 2, by the way. It's really massive in Philippines as well.
It's crazy. Mm. It's crazy stuff right now. It's just yeah. So we're introducing that in the AGA. So
If any one of your parents out there that tells you you can't make a living off video games, that is what you tell them, guys.
Yeah.
My nephew's like playing games all day, every day.
He could be a future athlete, in quotation marks.
On games?
There's actually people who play games just to make a living right now. Yeah, and in fact, they're doing pretty well, I would say.
Not even that. It's just people playing video games to make off like entertainment industry.
Yes,
the amount
exactly.
of people who stream it on YouTube and Twitch is absolutely crazy. So it's a new form of internet that is strange, entertainment, sorry, that is probably strange and different, but it's there.
Yeah, so that will be part of the ASEAN Games. Okay, so how can we encourage the youth to participate in sports, including the esports?
Right.
I mean, the fact that we need to find a reason for the youth to participate is really disappointing, so with the way that technology is progressing, people tend to stay much and more indoors nowadays. I mean, just look at the apps and the programs that we have available that are available at our fingertips right now. Just YouTube, Netflix, and everything. I mean, who wouldn't want to stay indoors and just browse through and binge watch everything, you know? So, in order to encourage the youth to participate, we just got to state out the benefits that they actually gain from playing real physical sports, such as having a healthier lifestyle, and also to regulate your body metabolism, and also to just reduce your rate to disease overall, you know.
Yeah, overall.
Studies have shown that if you actually do sports, you are less susceptible to lifestyle diseases such as heart attacks and high blood pressure and stuff like that. So that's
naturally. Yeah. And I think most importantly, I was born in 1996, so I grew up in the first couple of years of my life without the internet or Xbox or anything like that. So, I mean, there are people that are much older than me that are participating in these games and trying to remind them what it's like to ride a bike and bounce a ball.
To feel young again.
To feel young again until you start playing and then something goes out of place.
That's true, And in the upcoming ASEAN Games 2018, what sorts of sports are we playing there?
In addition to the 8 sports that we've been doing all this time, namely volleyball, basketball, tennis, table tennis,
e-sports.
Frisbee, we are also doing e-sports. And also, one thing that we are doing differently this year is we'll be having traditional games, such as Chonka and stuff like that. So we will be picking one traditional game from each country, or two maybe. And we will be playing it during...
Really?
In conjunction with our esports.
That's
and
cool.
Also, we'll be having a barbecue session as well.
Good. It's a good fellowship with other youth. So this is going to happen real soon. When is this going to happen?
It will be happening from the 7th to the 9th of September. So it's less than a month from now.
And you already have participants.
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, sign-ups are really good so far.
Where can they sign up though? Where can they sign up, the youth who wants to join?
They can sign up at our website called AsianGamesAustralia.com, or they can just head over to our Facebook page, just type in AGA18 and then everything will pop out. There will be lots of instructions to tell you on how to proceed from there on.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.
At balikan naman po natin si Josh at si Ian ng AYO. And at this point in time naman po, we will be talking about kung ano yung papel ng technology and innovation at entrepreneurism in the digital era. We know, guys, that nowadays, the world is constantly progressing and it is vital that the youth are up to date with all the changes. Firstly, can you guys identify issues that the youth are facing in terms of skills?
Well, in particular, I suppose, I think quite ironically, in the age that we live in, especially in hyperconnectivity, I think people have forgotten how to interact with one another. Yeah. And I think that's quite an important thing. And the interaction, the interpersonal skills go quite a long way. Mm. Not only in just talking to another person or another human being, but also in terms of presenting and confidently projecting yourself and advertising your skills and everything like that. So there's a lot that goes on with that. And with the advent of Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, YouTube, whatever have you, we've kind of, I guess, forgotten how to really connect with people in a non-superficial level. So
yeah, there should be a balance between interpersonal skills and technical skills as well.
Of course. So in terms of the technical skills aspect, I suppose it's more or less, I guess, understanding the application and the level of, I suppose, how do I go about saying this? More or less, like trying to apply the right level of technological skills and advances in the most perfect scenarios. Mm. And I think we all kind of, mostly, a lot of us have that position where we feel that things are a little bit too complicated or not complicated enough, especially when it comes to technology. And perhaps those things, I suppose. I don't know. What do you think, Ian?
Mm-hmm. I think to feed off what Josh mentioned about just now, there is also the aspect of soft skills and hard skills. Hard skills is concerns mostly about the technical stuff, such as the ability to program, the ability to do very specific stuff. Yeah. And then there's also soft skills. Coming from an Asian country, I don't know about you guys, but from Malaysia, I can speak of, is the fact that we tend to get to the point really fast without taking into account of other people's emotions.
So, and their understanding as well. So, that's good.
And the way, after coming to Australia for about 2 years plus now, I noticed that people tend to be more subtle when it comes to requesting for something specific. They tend to go like, hey, I know you're really busy right now, but can you really just help me out on this? I really, really need it by today or something like that.
And what do you think are the specific skills that our youth should focus on learning and improving?
That's a long list.
If we really want to talk about this, we're going to have to go
2 hours. As I said, probably in terms of basic fundamental skills, interpersonal connection, that's probably one. Learning how to talk to people, the confidence in presenting yourself. Probably another one, I suppose, technological literacy. I mean, with technology advancing so much, so fast, so quick, I think we need to kind of help ourselves keep up with all these crazy things. Like, I'm 22 years old and I don't know my end way around some of these apps and some of these new stuff that's going on, right? Like, it's to keeping up with that is probably important.
Yeah, it's practically impossible to live without technology
at this point in time,
And every one of us, I believe, has a certain degree of technology literacy in us.
Because everything is changing.
Everything's
great. And these areas can be a key to employment.
Yeah, of course, especially when everything is mechanized, digitized, and everything of the sort. So I think one of the most important skills you probably need going out into the workforce is actually knowing how to handle a computer or handling a phone.
And the best part is you got to know how to handle Google.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, if you don't know how to handle Google, I just
can't imagine how you're going to live.
Oh God, go back to encyclopedias? Like, what's going on? Like,
it takes so much time.
It's incredible the level of how easy things have gotten, but also we've also noticed an increase of the things that we need to know how and how to operate and how to make things easier for ourselves. So it's kind of a
But when everything overload. Is easy, doesn't it make the people lazy at some point?
It can do, and I guess that's more of a societal aspect that we can analyze. But it does make us quite a bit lazy, and also perhaps the level of information that we are so exposed to can find ourselves disoriented by that,
because we're so used to getting things done
easily,
fast, you know?
Yeah, and fast. Exactly. And I think that's probably the last skill that we probably need to practice on is the focus.
Patience.
The patience and the focus. Mm-hmm. And because everything is so on demand right now, by a click of a button, you'll get it. You know what I mean? I mean, there's you can Google up any sort of information on the internet and you can read it, but the patience and the I guess the focus you require to understand that piece of information, I think that's a bit lost on youth today.
Yeah, and Josh, let's talk quickly about the AYO Summit.
Yeah, sure.
What's going to transpire in the event?
So the AYO Summit is a whole day affair that is basically for students and for young people and for everyone really to generally just come and participate in a level of upskilling to work on their enterprise skills and transferable skills for their future and the career. So we have a plethora of speakers to come in and impart their knowledge and their wisdom on how the career landscape is like, especially in the advent of technology and the advent of marketing and economics and such and the like. And we have a few workshops, to introduce the practical sense. It's not just theory; it's also the practical. You got to apply that knowledge. So we have those lined up, and it's a whole day affair. There's food. There's a possibility of networking opportunities towards the end and even in the middle of it to get your name out there. You get to have an opportunity to learn new things. And also at the very end, there's a case competition. So you got young individuals, young entrepreneurs that are going to express their idea in a manner, a way that is competitive. And who has the best idea with whatever topic we come up with wins a cash prize. So come see that. It's not just we shouldn't disregard this by the fact that they're students and they're just coming up with it. These people are trying to innovate, and I think
that is a good thing.
Yeah, it's a great thing. It's a great thing. Yeah. So students or anyone in general that would come down.
When
and
is
just,
this?
This is August 25th. August 25th. So if anyone would like to calm down and support that and see what these new young people have to offer, it's a good event. Fully recommend it.
And you also the venue will be at Jasper Hotel?
Yeah, Jasper Hotel.
Yeah.
So it's August 25th.
Open to everyone.
Open to everyone. August 25th. Registrations are still open from 9 till, I think, 4 to 5, depending. So around there, if you want more information on that, hit us up on Facebook, ASEAN Youth Organization Australia. All the event information is down there. So if you want to have a look, we'd love to have you there.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.